Thanks, Jacob. It is 8:14 right now. Carl and Alec here on this Tuesday morning, and about this time each week, we check in with the folks from Asbury Place in Kingsport for the popular show Ask Asbury. It's sponsored in part by Asbury Place. So Susie Cloyd usually joining us here. Sometimes she sends a pinch hitter, but she's here with us this morning. Hey, Susie.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us here,
thank
too.
You.
One thing that we have talked on periodically and in time about again and so forth there is the program that Asbury Place in Kingsport offers called Asbury at Home. I know this is something that probably bears repeating because I think a lot of folks may not necessarily pick up on exactly the concept to begin with. What is it exactly?
Well, Asbury at Home is a very nice option for an independent living, residential, and even, you know, you can even advance to assisted living and memory care. When you overlay those levels of living, and I'm going to say those levels of lifestyle, with Asbury at Home, you've actually brought in, to me, what you would consider a safety net. Asbury at Home allows those levels of lifestyle to last longer, to be more enriched, more engaged. Asbury at Home brings to the table things that maybe as we get older, as we, you know, change and have an experience, maybe some episodes in our health, Asbury at Home can come in and help with those things. For example, Asbury at Home can come in and help clean your bathrooms. Who wants to always be bending over cleaning the bathtub? It's not easy. Who wants to always be, you know, reaching up in the cabinets to put dishes away or possibly the dishwasher to load it? Who wants to be doing the laundry? Not everybody has the range of motion to be able to carry around loads of laundry and sheets. So Asbury at Home can come in with companion services and help with the day-to-day activities that, again, we've all taken for granted as an individual. But as things change, perhaps, you know, like I said, range of motion, maybe some things that have happened that have changed the activity level, Asbury at Home can come in and help with those things.
Let me ask you this, too, because I know there's a lot of different services that they can offer. Is this something that insurance touches on?
Some does. It would not be covered. It's not a Medicare insurance product. It is a long-term care insurance product.
Okay. All right.
So anybody who invested in themselves and in their future and did take out a long-term care insurance policy, those fees, those charges can be actually filed against your long-term care insurance.
Okay, because I know a lot of people are probably curious about
that.
As it might apply to them, too. You mentioned the a couple of different things, different services that Asbury at Home can offer, too. Is it set up on a regular basis? Is it a one-off type thing? How does it work?
It all depends on what the individual's needs are. What do they want? What do they need? And what are they going to schedule themselves for? So it's very flexible. It's so easy to use. It's so user-friendly, so resident-friendly. And typically when Jordan is here, he would talk about the process of where you go and do the assessment. You go and talk about what can we do for you, what how can we enrich your life. And so it's really a nice team effort to where you know what we have to offer. What all do you want, and how often do you want it?
Is there like an initial meeting, an assessment,
assessment
sort of thing?
Agreed. So what they'll do is they'll get a referral, and a lot of times those referrals will come from independent living and residential living, most times from me, and I'll give them a name. Sometimes it's at the time of move-in. Believe it or not, folks that have moved in have asked for Asbury Home Services to help with the move-in. Can you help me unpack my boxes? Can you help me get my bed set up and get the sheets on it? The, you know, fingers, range of motion, anything you have that might have compromised what all you used to be able to do is just the ideal situation for Asbury at Home to come in and help you.
It's a remarkable service or series of services, I guess I should say, too. Now, is it resident strictly to Asbury Place or outbound as well?
Outbound as well. They have, you know, different requirements for somebody off campus, and that would be where I would just encourage you to call Jordan at Asbury at Home and then find out about how to qualify the assessment process, the application process. So they do both. Asbury and non-Asbury residents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds pretty comprehensive, really.
It is.
Once you get exposed to the service and find out what it can do, then the range of options seems to me to be almost endless.
Well, what I love about it is most don't even realize that could be an option.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're sitting there talking about a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community, and you're able to plug in Asbury at home, then you get this aha moment for most prospects, most referrals, and they're thinking, I had no idea that could even be an option.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I've always said, as long as I've been in senior living, I'm always still, I'm amazed, but I'm disappointed. Amazed that there's so much to offer and disappointed that there's still so many that don't realize what is out there and that can help them and improve their lifestyle and quality of life.
Yeah, yeah. It's Asbury at Home, a very important, obvious component of everything related to Asbury Place in Kingsport, too. You said Jordan Holmberg is the director of it. Well, he's been on the program a couple of times.
He's the organizer, and he's the office manager. Leanne McConnell has been a guest here, and she's the director.
Okay, very good. So that's available. Now, you said to get in touch with Jordan. Can folks actually do that by getting in touch with you, or is Jordan on the website or Facebook? Where can we find
website.
Him?
You can go to asburyplacekingsport.org. You will find those services listed. You can do a direct connect with them. You can always call me, 423-830-8502, and I will definitely get you in direct contact with them.
Okay, we'll get that number again at the end of the conversation there, too. Shifting gears, we're in the middle of the summertime here, middle of patriotic activities all around us here, and I understand Asbury's got something lined up.
We do. Sounds of Summer is next Wednesday. It's July 19th from 11 to 1. We have Backdraft Barbecue coming on site again with their food truck, and we'll have barbecue sandwiches, sides, drinks, and desserts. And, of course, we've got music by Kurt Masson, which is going to be Patriotic Independence Day. I love July. It's just, the minute July 1st hits, you know, you could start fireworks and carry them all the way through the end of the month. So we always try to celebrate the entire month of July, and you won't be disappointed. We had probably 125 plus at our barbecue last year.
So
I'm encouraging all of your listening audience. And then if the listening audience is even broader than this area, also know, too, that Asbury Place in Maryville will have their Sounds of Summer on July 28th, which is a Friday, and again, from 11 to 1, in the Bistro Courtyard, and we'll also have music and very nice treats from the dining services.
Do you set that one up as well from here? Okay, yeah. So, and essentially, it seems to me you've got kind of a template that you can almost reproduce.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
When I have an idea, I try to maximize it and get the most out of it.
Excellent. And duplicate it in, down in Maryville, too.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a winner, thinking out loud with Susie Cloyd right now.
I should say when we have an idea. It's
of
not
course.
Me. It's,
of
it's
course.
A good team, me and
you. You're just the point person. There you go. We'll take that and run with it, too. So, next week, Tammy Peters is going to be in here. Usually she comes at the end of the month, but obviously this is going to be the third week, so that's okay. She is scheduled for next week,
and
too.
And I will swap her out. She will come the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We had a little bit of a schedule change, so I'll revise that and send it to you.
Okay.
But we're going to keep Tammy on that fourth Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, because whenever she comes, it's just great information about the extended, if you will, services available through Stedman Hills.
Well, and let me just remind listeners, We're full at Stedman Hill. So we are encouraging families. We're full in our assisted living. We have a few available spots in memory care. But I'm just encouraging families, and they seem to be listening, and they seem to be understanding. Plan ahead. And so if you can plan ahead and have a family member or a loved one move in the summer, get settled and get comfortable, please don't wait until fall and winter. You know, just because it's sunny out doesn't mean there's still some risk there at home alone. So plan ahead, which these families have done. It's obviously proven they're planning ahead. But then, you know, see what we can do to be an option for your family member or loved one at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill sooner than later.
Yeah, absolutely, because I hear you saying that in those areas where right now they are full, you need to go ahead and build up the waiting list, okay? So even if it's Susie saying, you know, this particular area is completely occupied right now, then it's incumbent on you, really, to go ahead, if you're serious about this, and get in touch to get your name on that list, because it will come around eventually.
That's right.
So, Susie, I think folks wanted to hear that phone number one more time there. How do people get in touch?
Well, of course, my direct number is 423-830-8502. Always go to our website page, Asbury Place, Kingsport, or Maryville.org, and then like us on Facebook.
That's simple enough. That's great. Keep on running.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.